Since Robert Fico's return to power in 2023, the country went through a series of reforms, dubbed by some urbanization. This included the restructuring of the state-funded broadcaster, Radio and Television of Slovakia, also known as RTVS, the dissolution of the Office of the Special Prosecutor to halt corruption investigations, and also threats to media, journalists, NGOs, and we know all of these. Because of the election, primarily, Slovak and Czech relations have soured. So can you comment on this development at the beginning here? What do you make of it?
Sure. I would maybe say that the relations didn't sour because of the election itself, but what came after the election, and they soured at the beginning of this year when it became clear what Fico's government would be saying, especially internationally-wise. The main reason for this sourness on the highest political level is deep differences between Czechia and Slovakia in their support to Ukraine, though I have to say that is mostly the narrative in Slovakia, because Slovakia remains to be a big supporter of Ukraine in terms of military support in its war effort. With the developments, I would not expect any major changes going further because of the upcoming election in Czechia and the Czech government seeing no reason to change its stance, since Slovak stance hasn't changed. When talking about what Fico's done in the first year of his power, you mentioned all of this. I must say that this is his attempt to consolidate his power and sometimes to use the anti-Ukrainian narratives to hide this maybe urbanization effort.
And then turning, you mentioned Andrei Babiš's potential re-election, let's say, the election that's coming up in 2025. Some are saying that because of the positive results we've seen from the Senate and regional election, and also that there doesn't seem to be that much opposition to a potential Babiš election here, would that potentially create, well, let's say, better relations between the Czech and Slovak, because we would have some sort of semblance of two populist parties, and that can be something perhaps some people could see as a normalization of relations between the two countries?
Yes. Well, firstly, it's important to say that sourness of the relations came at the highest political level. The Czech and Slovak relations and cooperation is much deeper and has so many years behind it that the breakdown in cooperation didn't go that further. But yes, this potential and potential of Andrej Babiš coming back to power next year in Czechia, I expect that the relations with Slovakia, but also other countries in Central Europe like Hungary and Austria, would be much warmer. Which is not to say that it's something that we would necessarily like to see in terms of the EU coalitions and major cooperation. But yes, Andrej Babiš is more on the level of what Robert Fico and his government are trying to say, and I expect that also the policy opportunities to cooperate would be bigger. We also see some kind of affinity for Andrej Babiš in the last few weeks in Slovakia. It came even earlier than that, when Babiš was a big supporter of Peter Pellegrini in his election to be the Slovak president in the spring.
You don't see any, you were briefly touching on that, souring of relations, that there's nothing really with the people itself. So do you expect that to continue? There is, in Czechia, migration concerns, for example, and some people have been used as a scapegoat, but it's unexpected that Babiš would use, for example, the Slovakian population, which a lot of Slovakians do indeed reside in cities like Brno. So why aren't they being used as a scapegoat?
I don't really feel like it, because the Czech and Slovak, and maybe Hungarian, if we look at the region itself, stance on migration is really culturally based. The Czechs still see Slovaks as their brothers. Being Slovak as myself, living in Prague, I don't see a narrative against the Slovak migration into Czechia. This seems, and is always taken as a high-skilled labor force that can help the economy in Czechia. What they have in common, and what I expect would be even highlighted in the narrative in the case of Babiš's return, is fighting against migration from culturally not closed countries, which is their narrative, countries where they see the migrants as using the system and not contributing to it.